Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Fears are growing that a scandal involving the alleged inappropriate prescription of medication to hundreds of young mental health patients in South Kerry may actually run deeper than initially feared. However, one legal representative for dozens of affected families insists the allegations extend beyond South Kerry as well. There are also grave concerns over missing medical records. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here. And now, Barry, you brought us an extensive report on this issue yesterday. Fresh developments today, though. What can you tell us?
Yeah, last year, fears some patients of South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, or CAMHS, were prescribed dangerously excessive amounts of multiple medications. In some cases, adult doses were allegedly given to children, allegations too of misdiagnoses and poor keeping of medical records. This prompted the HSE to initiate an urgent review of the files of up to 1,500 children and teenagers who used South Kerry CAMHS between 2016 and April of last year. The review led by London-based specialist Dr. Sean Maskey. Now, confirmation today that this report will be published tomorrow afternoon. It's also on its way to the desk right now this evening of the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly, and in the post as we speak to 250 families in South Kerry after the review found their young loved one had suffered substandard care from South Kerry CAMHS, the report being accompanied by a written apology as well. However, as I explained yesterday, several parents are already raising concerns about this HSE review, about its scope, that they want a public inquiry, and also talking to them on the way down to studio evening that they're learning details of its publication in the media today, and that they're fearful that they'll learn about it on the airwaves tomorrow before they get their hands on it and are able to comprehend fully its contents.
Mm-hmm. We heard on the programme yesterday, Barry, a harrowing account from Kate about the impact the misprescription of medication had on her daughter. Now, you have another story for us this evening.
Yes, John is based in the Killarney area, and in 2017, his then 7-year-old son Paul was referred to South Kerry CAMHS with suspected ADHD. However, John says Paul was prescribed medication without any clear diagnosis after an initial 15-minute appointment. The young boy was ultimately put on 4 different medications: Medikinet, Concerta, Guanfacine, and, as one we mentioned yesterday, Risperidone. I met John for several hours last week, and some of what he told me then is voiced up this evening by an actor to protect his identity.
Paul is a very happy child, a very decent child. He enjoys his bit of rugby, judo, he likes his swimming. So he's a very kind of adventurous kind of child. I suppose the biggest problem with Paul is his focus is quite poor. That's a big problem with the ADHD kids and the autistic. Their focus is way off. So when we went to CAMHS, we met a doctor and we asked him what he could do for Paul. He spent 15 minutes with us, watched Paul doing whatever he wanted to do in the room. Then he said, OK, this child needs prescribed medication. I says, is there any alternative to this? And straight up, no. And as the months went along, he'd meet Paul for 15 minutes, weigh him, check his blood pressure, and then he'd say, OK, we can up it now to 2.5, 4 milligrams, and so on.
And this initial move to give the medication came after one 15-minute appointment.
Yes. There was no proper procedure to diagnose Paul at the time. The first time we knew this wasn't working was when Paul would come home from school. He would sleep 3-4 hours, which is not normal for a 7 or 8-year-old boy. This was the big worry we had. And he was gaining weight. Okay, fair enough, he was focusing better in school. But outside of school, he was very lazy. He didn't want to take part in any sports. Coming from Killarney, mountains and lakes and... I couldn't take him anywhere.
So the boy, who you knew was very adventurous, very
gone,
active...
was gone. There's another problem we found. There was touches of Tourette's in it as well. He was getting tics. But the worry we had when we questioned the medication was we thought Paul would be taken out of CALMS and we'd be left with nothing. So I never really questioned it.
John claims Paul was always seen by a registrar and never a consultant. At one stage, Paul went 18 months without any communication from CAMHS, and the HSE subsequently confirmed to the family how his case was lost to follow-up, meaning he'd been prescribed a combination of drugs with insufficient review of his treatment. Then, in May 2021, with the Maskey review underway, Paul was called to a new doctor and taken off all his medication straight away.
It was a new doctor and he said, look, I've been checking up Paul's record and it shows to me that he shouldn't have been on this medication at such a young age. And also the high doses that he was taking, that was a problem. I want you to take him off it straight away, he said. But you'll have to reduce it down. And that was the start of it. He said he shouldn't have been on it and that was a big problem. And since Paul has been off the medication, he's back to being a happy child. He's more adventurous. He's back playing rugby. He's back climbing mountains. He's done Carrin Tool several times. He's a very happy child.
But this hasn't just affected Paul, but the entire family. He has a sibling. And really, you've all lost more than 2 years in all of this.
Yes, well, the amount of arguments I've had with my wife has been immense. All over what went on. Because we were blaming each other when Paul was in the state he was. Did he get the medication today? Why didn't you give it to him yesterday? What's going to happen if you don't give it to him? Well, thank God the doctor told us to get off the medication. And since then, things have gotten better in our relationship.
That's John and Paul's story there. And Barry, you mentioned that the HSE will issue written apologies to up to 250 affected families tomorrow. But they've already apologised, haven't they, to families in person before Christmas?
Yeah, and at this meeting before Christmas, John and his partner, they received an apology for deficits in Paul's care, including no rationale for medication, the loss of case to follow up, insufficient monitoring and missing medical records. But John told me how apologies don't go far enough.
We can all say sorry and get away with it. It still doesn't give Paul back his 4 years. He's still trying to lose weight that he gained from his drugs. Sorry isn't enough. We can all say sorry. It gets brushed under the table. These doctors must answer questions and see what happens then. The review hasn't been quick enough. Families want closure to this. It's unprofessional what they've done, and I don't think they've given their best to sort this out. The doctor who was prescribing the medication to my son, I don't know what's the story with him. Why did he do this? How did he get to this level? Was he supervised? There was no mention when we met the HSE. CALMS needs more resources. This needs to be sorted quickly before more children are given the wrong medication and the wrong doses.
So the Maskey report into allegations of misdiagnoses and the prescription of excessive doses of medication to young South Kerry mental health patients will be published tomorrow afternoon, Barry. Isn't that right? But Ahead of that, there are fears this problem might run deeper than initially feared. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the Tralee-based solicitor Keith Rowles of Coleman Legal, he's been in contact with over 100 affected families. He's currently taking legal instruction from over 70 of those, and he's attended dozens of those in-person meetings, which we mentioned were held before Christmas. But he sent a letter to the head of Cork Kerry Community Healthcare, Michael Fitzgerald, the CEO of the HSE, Paul Reid, and the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, before Christmas, expressing deep concerns over the quality and the scope of this review that we'll get our hands on tomorrow. In particular, Mr. Rowles took issue with how the review team found how the alleged deficits in care had no adverse effect on some children when there was a complete absence of medical records in some of those cases. And Mr. Rowles also claims that there are allegations pertaining to CAMHS in North Kerry as well, similar to those in the south of the county, and he wants the review extended to there. And Keith Rowles, he's been telling me more, starting with those meetings with the HSE.
At some of the meetings, both the families and the HSE representatives were in tears. It was very upsetting, I guess, for a family to hear, and very hard-hitting when one of the HSE representatives could only describe the treatment that the young child had received as inhumane treatment. You know, that's a phrase that nobody wants to hear, especially when it's in relation to their loved ones, and these loved ones being very vulnerable children.
A review due to be published shortly into what happened here, but you have real concerns over the scope and the scale of this review. Why so?
There's a significant amount of medical records missing on every file. I don't know how they can assess a file correctly without ensuring that they have a full complement of records at their disposal to prepare these reports. And it's very evident that the vast majority of meetings that there is medical records missing on most of the files. And also I'm instructed by clients where their whole file is missing. 10 years of care under South Kerry CAMHS and no file at their disposal. They can't perform a review of the treatment that our client has received. It's going to be extremely difficult for any treating doctor at a future date to treat this child or young adolescent correctly due to the fact that they have no records at their disposal,
so
no idea.
10 years of records gone.
Without any reasonable explanation for same. So effectively, they're punching in the dark, but happy enough to say that no harm has been caused. And that's, you know, that term, no harm, has been mentioned in a lot of the correspondence families have received, and a lot of families have taken a serious issue with that term, considering they've been in the home, they've seen the impact that this has caused on their children. No medical records or missing medical records doesn't constitute no harm. They have no idea as to what medication or treatment this child has received.
There was real concern over oversight here, wasn't there, that a consultant psychiatrist perhaps not involved in some of the cases that you know of?
From what I gather, look, and I can only draw these conclusions from the instructions of my clients and from the meetings with the HSE, but it certainly seems that there was a lack of supervision for this non-consultant hospital doctor. I'm hopeful that this will be acknowledged in the report that's due to be furnished by the HSE, but it certainly seems that this doctor was acting on his own, prescribing on his own, diagnosing on his own. From what I gather, there wasn't any multidisciplinary teams meeting held on a weekly or monthly basis, and this treating doctor seemed to have free rein.
The review that's being published imminently is looking at cases in South Kerry, but you feel that geographical limit is just the tip of the iceberg, that this is county-wide, if not more.
And I've relayed that to the HSE representatives. Well, I'm instructed by clients who from the North Kerry area who've attended North Kerry CAMHS, obviously, and they have concerns around the diagnosis their loved ones have received, and certainly considerable concerns around the medication that their children are on. And this medication, unfortunately, matches up with the medication that these children from South Kerry were on.
Has the HSE accepted your request to extend the review into North Kerry as well?
I'm hopeful that the North Kerry issue will be addressed in the report that's going to be furnished. We've certainly requested a review into North Kerry, but unfortunately it's been refused at this stage. It's going to be a pretty difficult report for our clients to read, and I'd imagine that it's going to lead to a lot of unrest and disappointment and concerns re every other child who may be attending CAMHS throughout the country.
And that's Tralee-based solicitor Keith Rowles of Coleman Legal there. Any response, Barry, this evening from the HSE or even from the government on this?
The HSE appealing for time and space to communicate with those affected, pointing to an information line which is open for an extended period this evening. A spokesperson for the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, says he will await until receipt of the Maskey report to further comment. While a spokesperson for the Education Minister, Norma Foley, this is her constituency, remember, he said the Minister is very mindful of the extreme stress and anxiety experienced by children, young people and their parents and guardians as a result of these distressing revelations, and points to how she previously called for this report to be published as a matter of urgency.
Barry Lemon, thank you very much indeed for that. And later in the programme, we'll get reaction to this story from leading paediatric psychiatrist Dr. Kieran Moore. But for the moment, we'll take a break.